The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Let's have a look at this story. I was aghast at this particular story in the Cairns Post today. Have a listen. It's under the heading, Assault Closes Store. It is just a law and order thing. It's Alice Springs Revisited, what's going on here. It's only a matter of time till we'll be facing the same challenges that Alice Springs is facing. Catherine Duffy has written this article in the Cairns Post. After 30 years on the fashion scene in Cairns, a DFO clothes store will shut down after the owner was allegedly assaulted by a youth offender. Viola's owner, Marie Violo, will call time on her tenure at DFO Cairns after an alleged assault by a teenage offender left her hospitalised. After 30 years in the business, seriously, it's just out of control. The alleged incident occurred July 7 when a young woman entered her store appearing to start a fight with other customers. I'll cut to the chase here. This is what this lady, a businesswoman, said. I was alarmed and screamed, get out. She followed me, punched me in the back of the head. Ms. Violo alleged the girl left the store before returning to hit her again. By the time security arrived on the scene, the girl had left the store. Now, the point she makes here is the alleged offender was given 40 hours community service. This is the same. Well, people see it as an absolute insult and outrage that there is so little respect for what's happening to the victims of crime in this town that these sentences are handed down. This is our juvenile justice system, or our justice system generally. We've got an election coming up in October. We've got to get commitments from both sides of politics that this nightmare has to come to an end, or at least a really Herculean effort has to be put into reducing not only the frequency of these attacks, but the violence now that is becoming a part of those attacks. Anyway, Ms. Viola said she wanted to see a change in the court system on youth offending, as do we all. But she's speaking out of it. She's showing the courage to speak out about it. Anyway, sadly, she said she planned to close her store later this year. I've got her on the line. Yeah, Marie's on the line. Marie Viola, owner of Viola's Designs at DFO. Marie, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
You've been to hell. You're still there in hell fundamentally and largely because there's a lack of justice in this particular situation that you perceive and lots of us perceive. Look, fundamentally, where do we need to go on this? You're saying I'm going to close my shop largely, I presume, because you don't believe there's going to be any relief in sight.
Not by what I saw, you know, from the courts. I mean, that she, you know, the judge delivered another punch to my face, really. You know, that she doesn't even have to reimburse me for the Buddha she busted and for any damages and have no consequences for the hell that she put me through for nothing, for absolutely nothing. I did nothing to her. She, you know, her anger was at this other youth. And the thing is, she is a known offender because they found her from just a picture that I took of her. And you know, she's just allowed to go out and do it again. And, you know, what consequences? She knows she can do it again without any problems. Yeah. And the punch that she delivered to me, you know, to the back of my head and to my face had all rings on it. So therefore, it was a weaponized punch. Mm. And she was very expert at throwing her punches. It's all recorded on camera. We had everything on camera. We had witnesses. And you know, I feel sorry for the police. What's the point of them going and getting this youth and then the judge delivering this? You know, Michael Healy needs to address this to the Attorney General and say these judges must be made accountable for these, you know, for passing these judgments that are totally inadequate, inadequate.
Yeah, and the anger is simmering everywhere now. But I don't know how it's going to play out in October. We still haven't got anything specific from the LNP that gives us any confidence that we're going to see. And we need a dramatic improvement in the situation. Not, oh, look, over the next 10 or 15 years and we might be able to reduce rubbish. We've got to find a way fundamentally. And this is the point that's made on this program again and again. Start defending us by putting a space between the victims, that's us, and these predators. Yeah. We're the prey here. And what happens? Oh, yeah, they let them out of Cleveland, you know, 6 weeks later or 8 weeks later. There's no rehabilitation at all. They're straight out of the lockup in Townsville, and they're straight out stealing another car. We're the victims again. Yeah. Or breaking into a house. I mean, how does the government, how do government members sleep at night?
I think the government is behind this, to be quite honest. You know, it's behind this. You know, they keep, inciting racism. I think the government is behind this. They want us to feel unsafe. I think it's just, the way things are going. The police told Michael Healy that crime is down. Bullshit. It's a lie. I've never seen anything like this year, John. They come in gangs and just, you know, steal merchandise and run off. Yeah. And, I was in the parking lot, after work and saw this woman, her purse stolen while she was putting groceries in the car, by a youth on a bicycle. You know, it just... it's not down, it's up, it's time they addressed it, seriously. They need to make these kids feel useful, put them to work, they maybe put them on farms to help farmers. You know, they've got to do something to make them, put them at work, make them feel useful. They need, they definitely need disciplining, big time.
Can I ask you, are you definitely closing your store later this year, or is there a chance?
Yeah, I am. And a lot of people are, they're all in shock, disappointed to go, this is the only shop, that they shop in and whatever. But I've tried to sell it and, I'm not having, any luck. People aren't, adventurous anymore, as far as starting businesses. And I feel fearful, because they're just allowed to do whatever they want. Security doesn't have any rights anymore. They just do whatever they want,
All right, then. I'm sad that you're going to be closing the doors. I really admire your courage in speaking out on this particular matter. Please, if you're listening, Viola shop there. DFO, and drop in and say good day. Lend her your support and your custom, because she's around anyway till later this year, and let her know that she's not alone in seething about the dreadful situation that's allowed to, get worse by the day. Thanks, Marie, for talking today.
Thank you very much for having me on.
That's Marie Viola, owner of Viola's Designs at DFO.